So we're here at Edistana, and a beautiful evening after a beautiful day, day five of the International Council Meeting 2016. So Darsini, what have we been doing today?
Well, today, what have we been doing? So in the morning, we started off with Damirati asking everybody if we were ready to approve a paper called What is a Tree Ratna Centre? Maybe it's called What is a Tree Ratna Buddhist Centre? Not sure. Anyway, this is a paper which came from the International Council last year. Well, it was an initiative that was started last year and has been drafted and redrafted, and it's been consulted widely, all the three strands, so order chapters, Buddhist Centre, councils, and
the college,
that's right, and the college. So everybody, so this paper has been sent to order members as widely as possible for feedback, and we took the feedback really seriously, gathered it, collated it, sifted it, and then acted on it. So it's been a really live example of the order having an active voice in expressing what is the distinctive marks of our movement, how that manifests in the world. And so, yeah, so Damirati just checked that with us, and we looked at the results of what we thought, and we were unanimously happy to approve the paper. There was a few questions for clarification, and then we all went hooray, because within a 2-year time frame, that paper was created, edited. We asked the whole order about it, and it seems like we have a successful document.
And that's significant in the history of our community, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first time that we've ever had a successful order-wide consultation. And it happened in a really relatively short period of time. Hooray! So we talked about that for a bit, and we thought that was just a creative step forward.
And then, so what happened after that? So after we rejoiced in that, we moved on?
We did. We moved on to another area. And
a presentation
we have,
by me.
Yeah, so we have Manisha here. Manisha's here, and she's going to tell us a bit about the work that she and Sadloka presented.
Over the last year or so, we've been working on a set of documents really to do with the ethics of the order. These are mainly, these are partly a statement of our values, which we can show to the outside world. This is what Tree Ratna believes. These are the values we stand for. And in some ways, also, they have quite serious legal implications. So there are general ethical guidelines for the order and a protocol to be followed if there are problems. So we're clear what we're going to do. But my particular part in this was to draft a set of documents for what's known in British English as safeguarding. So looking after the protection of children and vulnerable adults using our centres or activities in any way. These are quite common, they're very common in Britain and in America particularly, and some other countries. And they're just a guide to how we can make sure that we keep children safe, that we don't inadvertently cause harm, certainly not deliberately cause harm, and also keep ourselves safe from getting into difficult positions. And the purpose is the protection of living beings from harm. And as a modern Buddhist movement, we should have these documents. We're one of the three largest Buddhist movements in Britain, and therefore we have, quite a public, quite a presence, and I'm very proud to exemplify, quite rigorous standards in this area. And the nice thing is that in the drafting of them, I've shown them to one or two Buddhists from other traditions, and they've been very impressed. So I think these documents will also be used by some other Buddhist movements.
So in some ways, what you've been doing is quite groundbreaking work, in as much as these kinds of documents haven't been written before for a Buddhist movement in the UK like ours. Is that correct?
They have. There are some Buddhist movements that have got some very good documents, which I've looked at. But most Buddhist traditions are very, very small. in Britain. And sometimes they're only one temple. So then they probably haven't got the infrastructure to develop things like this. But because we're so large, there really isn't any excuse for not having modern business-like reassuring and protecting documents. And after that...
What did we do after that?
Anyone remember, doesn't
it? Yeah, I can remember. After that, we... after the obligatory tree rat and the tea break... we had coffee break. We had we heard from an area, geographical area, who have had a very positive success story in terms of conflict resolution within their community. And when we met as a council 2 years ago, we had a day on conflict resolution, which was more to do with conflicts on a person-to-person level. And because we had a day on that, some people from that area just started naturally having conversations and asking for a bit more guidance and help with a conflict that they had in their home situation. And then that started a set of conversations and an invitation to really open up some very well to create a context really where what was a difficult stuck situation with people polarizing opened up into somewhere where there was just much more trust, much more dropping of defensiveness and coming into relationship with the fact that really it's so much our key value to work together.
So what were some of the key features of that in terms of the reporting that we heard back from that?
I think there was a sense of, in being able to resolve the conflict, the first thing was that the situation, they invited help, yes? They invited input and the people who came along and got involved with that. Some of them had been intimately involved with the situation for years, even though they lived at a distance, but other people were fresh to it. So fresh eyes, and everybody all wanted to be in the room, and they created a retreat for a few days, five days or something. Yeah. So they put looking at the difficulty squarely in the context of practicing together as an order and practicing the precepts. And I think that then just set up the conditions to melt the defensiveness more and really make it clear that resolving the polarity was an active demonstration that they all had a common project and common values.
Yeah. It sounds like it's an ongoing thing for them as well. They're still in this process, some things have come out of that, haven't they?
Yeah,
it's very inspiring.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's interesting, isn't it, the way if there's a conflict, it affects people who are outside of that area, but also when that's resolved, it's also it affects everybody in a positive way that they're all, I found it, again, very inspiring and fascinating, actually, to see how it happened.
I can't remember who said this in the presentation. It was possibly Viveka, but somebody said that really there is such an opportunity if you can spot it and if you have enough fearlessness to move towards this opportunity of, rather than seeing conflict as something that you tense around and force your head down and force your way through, as a real opportunity for transformation and change. Yeah, and that seemed to be evidently happening.
And that provided something of a theme for what we did in the afternoon, didn't it, in terms of the meeting of the different area councils. Yeah. So what did we do? What did we do there, Renisha? Were you involved in that?
I'm not in an area council because I am a guest.
So Daphne, you need to tell us about that.
Oh, right? Do I? Okay. Yeah.
We were together, weren't we?
Yeah,
because we're both from the UK and Ireland area.
So we sat under a tree with two bars of chocolate and a large jug of coffee, and we had about an hour and a half to see if there was anything in our geographical area that was a cause for concern. So any seeds of possible conflict or polarity or any actual entrenched situations that have been rumbling on for a while.
We also talked, didn't we, about how you know, if there's been conflict in the past that's been unresolved, how that influences, yeah. you know, down the years, it has an effect. Yeah.
And one of the questions that we were asked to consider is what might help in that situation. And one of the things that we thought, actually, funnily enough, one of the things that we thought would help is that tree rat. What is a tree rat in a centre paper? Because it's so clear.
Mm.
It's such a clear statement of our values, principles and procedures.
Yeah, so my sense of it was that if you were to use that document, you might be able to resolve issues where, in a way that wouldn't necessarily be a personal thing. It's like, well, this is a statement of principle. How do we all feel about this? Rather than it centering on a particular person's opinion or view, which yep. I think would be very, very helpful, you know, in the future.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Mm.
And the interesting thing about today was that the overall theme was about conflict resolution, wasn't it?
Mm.
Because all these documents, including the child protection documents, are ways of using clarity to overcome mistrust and disagreement.
Mm.
And because you can imagine if you've got a serious problem in your centre, if it, you know, a dilemma over child protection, that would cause enormous dissent between people. So clarity, you know, just when something happens, we do this, this and this.
Yeah.
Let's hope we never have to.
Yeah, and we do this and this because of these principles that we that are important. So it also helps you clarify the spirit of what you're doing, you know, in the detail of how you work that out.
Mm.
Yeah.
The wee idealist in me just sees all of that as being more and more of a working out of the first precept, really, of being mindful about causing harm and being committed to deeds of loving kindness. Yeah, so in body, speech and mind.
Mm.
So that was all quite sobering and potentially liberating and inspiring.
And also, I mean, one of the things that struck me was just the potential for the International Council to play an active role in actually initiating things in this area that will benefit the whole community so that we can share our learnings from different areas and different strands so that it can be a real conduit for some really good ideas and ways of working with this, and also people learning skills about how to work with conflict. Because, I mean, there's things you can learn that help. It's not just I know Viveka's got skills in this area, and she was encouraging us to sort of demystify the process that, you know, there's some concrete things you can learn that help in this area rather than just sort of leaving it to chance or leaving it to people who seem to have a natural knack for it. So that was the afternoon, wasn't it? So, and then we had an open space Mooney show, didn't we?
We did. Where I, in fact, I was the only person who offered something that people could do, and a whole lot of people, about four people, came back to learn to discuss more about things to do with child protection.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Here we are. Just after dinner. And what are we doing tonight? We've got something coming up tonight.
Fun. Entertainments. Compared. By Dusany.
So we've got an international gathering, don't we? So we've got cultural items from different corners of the globe.
We've got cultural items, whether they are high culture, medium culture, or
just plain silly. Remains to be seen.
I think possibly large swathes of silliness and small highlights of beauty.
Hooray!